We had plumbers at our house this morning. They were like checking our pipes. We have old pipes.
I've seen this video. Go on.
But one of the things they were doing was a smoke test to see if there's like holes in the pipes anywhere that like you can't see. So they basically just blow smoke through the pipes, and then if it escapes anywhere in your house, you know you have some you have some holes in your pipes. So he's doing the smoke test, and then all of a sudden there's just like massive amounts of smoke coming out of our dishwasher.
What?
And like a little bit, like on the other side of the dishwasher is a bathtub and a bathroom. They're not both in the kitchen, just to clarify.
This isn't a Willy Wonka's situation.
Yeah, no. Even though I do like bathing in the kitchen like a baby. that's not what it is about. So it was just kind of funny. So on the other side, the plumber was basically saying like, oh, the smoke must be like on the bathtub side of things. But it was just really funny to see like my dishwasher looked like a cartoon angry person. Just like all of a sudden steam's coming out, like smoke's coming out of it.
That's one way to look at it. Maybe your dishwasher was making brisket.
Hmm.
Yeah. And all your dishes now will taste like barbecue.
Well, I haven't tried. I just emptied it yesterday, too.
Ugh.
What a waste. I made brisket in an empty dishwasher.
Yeah. Hmm.
Oh. Well.
I was going to ask what kind of smoke. Like if they were just like huffing on a cigar and blowing it through a pipe.
Yeah.
Let me know if you see this anywhere in the house.
All right, doll. Let me know if you see this in the house anyway.
Trust me, this is real.
No, I'm allowed to do this.
Well, that is interesting. I didn't know that was a thing.
It was just comical looking, too. It was just like, all right, we're just going to wait and see if there's smoke coming out. And then it's just like, out of the dishwasher? It was just funny looking. Anyway.
Not every plumber can do that, so.
I know. Paid extra for it. Welcome to Very Fine Friends podcast, where friends talk about stuff, sometimes boring stuff like plumbing.
Plumbing isn't boring. Can you imagine if we had to poop in a chamber pot still?
Dude, I have to say, indoor plumbing, 10 out of 10, would recommend.
Top five.
Maybe top, because like when people talk about like wanting to go back in history or like see things, I'm like, don't send me anywhere without indoor plumbing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
When did that become the norm, indoor plumbing?
1872.
Okay, that's what I thought. I actually would have said 73.
Common misconception.
I know, I am an idiot.
73 was the year of the urinal.
yes. The urinal, they called it.
They did. The urinal of the urinal. Big fear for puns as well.
Yep.
And polio.
Pun polio. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like hardcore indoor plumbing. I would recommend polio. Would probably not recommend. No. I don't know. I've never had it, though.
What if you had to have polio to get indoor plumbing?
Worth it. Do you know Mitch McConnell had polio?
I believe that.
Yeah, he's old enough that he had polio.
Well, let's just say you got it because you made the deal.
Yeah.
I would just stay on the toilet. My chair would be my toilet and be like, I'm
be
living
like,
on this.
It'd be like your third pooper.
Okay, speaking of kind of this, there's a king that my social studies teacher told me about that was so fat and like ate constantly.
How fat was he?
Anyway, he would eat constantly. He would eat so much that he had a special chair made that had a hole in it so he could eat and crap at the same time.
Ugh, gross.
He was a king. No one could say it was gross. That's not allowed when you're a king.
Okay, well, it is.
There's just some peasant in the audience. Gross!
Yeah. Quick interruption. Every week on the podcast, we do something where our producer, Joe, gives Francis and I each our own secret word. Throughout the course of the podcast, We need to find a way to slip the secret word into our conversation without the other person noticing. If the other person can correctly guess the secret word, they get a point. And right before we die, we add up all the points. And then we get a prize, whoever has the most points for guessing the most secret words. Here's Joe with today's secret words.
Jenna's secret word is construed. Jenna's decoy word is hierarchy. Francis's secret word is materialistic. Francis's decoy word is rambunctious. Back to the pod.
Francis, you're the king of inventions. It's time for the invention of the week. Inventions.
Everyone hear me now. Got a good one for you.
Okay.
Are you in the mood for a good one?
You know I am.
Well, prepare to have your socks blown off.
You know I will.
You know how driving makes you tired?
I do know that.
You know how sometimes you have a long drive?
I know that too, baby.
And you're scared of falling asleep because of the repercussions?
The social repercussions. Society looks down on sleep drivers. I know they that.
Do. And it's not our fault.
We're misunderstood people.
You can't help physiology. Well, I got a great invention this week.
Great.
You know that when I was 16, I fell asleep behind the wheel and I hit a bunch of road signs? I told you this.
You did, and I forgot.
Yeah. You know what I wish I'd had then? This invention.
Coffee?
Coffee doesn't keep me awake.
Okay.
I could drink a whole pot and go right to bed.
Okay.
Here's the invention. It's a device that you have in your car that looks, that has like a camera that looks at your face. And when you start to nod off, it goes, meow. And the idea is to keep you awake and drivers awake. And here's the thing. It doesn't just make one noise because a real sleeper knows that you get used to hearing certain things. Hmm. So it cycles through new sounds.
What are some of the other sounds?
Here's another one. I do this to myself. It also simulates slapping sounds like you're hitting yourself. And then you're just more of the same, you know?
Daddy, wake up!
There's a baby in the road! Stuff like that. You laugh, but there's a lot of drivers that get tired, especially driving semis. This would be true. Great, yeah. And it could just do really annoying noises.
Yeah.
Well, that's a bad example because I love that sound.
Yeah, that's a great noise.
Puts me right to sleep.
Mm. Well, and there's a big problem with is that one of the noises?
I muted.
Oh, sorry. I just called out your loud drinking. You had muted.
I did.
Sorry,
I was trying
Francis.
To be a good person. Fuck me, right?
Yep. there's a big problem with speed, meth, what have you, in the truck driving community.
Oh, we can cut down on that.
A way to stay awake. I'm sure they're all just doing it for utilitarian purposes and not because they enjoy it.
They got to get us our packages.
I originally thought you were gearing this towards getting them to not use those substances. And so I thought you were going to say that there's like a recording that's like, don't do meth.
Hey, it's not good for you. You like your teeth, don't you?
You don't want to be a pariah, do you?
You're already a sleep driver.
Community doesn't like you. Okay, how does it know that you're falling asleep, and how does it distinguish, and like how quickly is it activated? Because I don't want to just have a long blink this thing yelling.
No, it's the technology is already there because like cars use technology to, like, if you take your eyes off the road, it knows. Mm-hmm. And so like new cars will like,
oh really?
Yeah, new cars will do that. Like if it sees you like say you're like cruise control, but then you're like texting, you're not looking at the road, it'll like start to beep annoyingly until you look back at the road.
I don't like that it's looking at us.
I think the Tesla autopilot does that too. When you have it on autopilot, like you can't just be looking at your phone. You have to be like still looking at the road.
See?
And have your hands on the wheel.
Thank you for corroborating.
So cars are already invading our privacy like this.
Oh, you have no idea what cars are doing. When you connect to Bluetooth in your car, you basically are agreeing that all the information that it can be like seen on your phone, like your text messages, like calls that you've sent, you've like given permission for your car company to have that information. It's crazy.
Also, like, as far as phones, part of the data that they harvest already is like literally it tracks your eyeballs via your camera. Like it can tell what you're looking at and for like how long.
It's nuts.
Yeah.
Big brother, if you're listening, and I know you are, just stop, please.
Okay.
Thank you. I don't like hearing about any of this.
I know it's uncomfortable, right?
Yeah, I'm not a fan. If it's a system that you opt into, like this car
thing, this doesn't transmit anything anywhere. This isn't about...
So it's all local.
It's all local. It doesn't go anywhere. It's not giving it to the police or anything. Yeah. It's just, hey, I have a problem. I bought this device. I don't want to fall asleep. So to answer your question, it sees... It is looking at you and it uses... existing technology to determine if you're, like, it's not going to do a long blink,
Okay.
But a long blink is kind of curious.
Sometimes I just like to wet my eyes. Just
while you're driving?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, also head movements.
Yeah, that's how I dance.
Sometimes I'm not sleepy, but I just like to be risky.
Well, I like, yeah.
This product won't let you be risky.
This is how I feel alive. Now, what if you still sleep right through the noises? Does it have any further way of waking you?
Yeah, it can set off as a last resort. You know those like super loud alarms where it's like jewelry heist alarms? Or it's like piercing?
Hmm.
I can't even do an impression of it.
Seems like you can.
I don't know if that was good. That will wake you up.
Well, the cops are on their way.
Well, if you don't wake up to that, you're a narcolept.
What if it shot water out at your face to help wake you? What if it activates your taco teats? The taco teats shoot fire sauce at you to wake you up.
What if it shot you?
What if it calls your boss on speakerphone and send every photo in your album to them?
Yeah.
What if? The first model won't do any of that.
Oh, okay.
This is about saving lives.
Well, shooting fire sauce out of your taco teats, or even just water from the device into your face.
Why are you being so rambunctious?
What? I thought you would like this edition. That seems right up your alley.
I like it. I'm trying to save lives.
This would save. I'm not looking at it like a flower that a clown wears that like sprays water at you. I'm saying if the sound doesn't wake you up, then you need something additional. I'm trying to save even more lives than you, Francis, by shooting water in people's face.
Oh, okay.
What is going on?
No. You're right. I just... You gotta fill it with water.
Oh my god.
I like what you did with it. Yes.
I am shocked that you weren't immediately all over this.
Well, it's just, it makes it so much more complicated to produce.
Why is this the first invention ever that you thought about the practicality of production for?
I've grown as an innovator.
We decided shark toes could be single use only, so we made them ice so that they would melt before anyone else could use them. That was an acceptable pivot to you, but no, having to fill your thing with a little bit of water is too much. It's just not practical.
Okay. I see what you mean. You're right. When you're right, you're right.
Okay, I still feel like you're just reluctantly saying I'm right.
No. I believe it.
Okay.
I just don't want to be... I think it's because I don't want to be squirted with water.
Well, then wake up with the noise.
You're right.
But either way, like, if you don't... If you don't, then...
You're dead anyway.
Yeah. Or, I mean, or if you don't, then, like, wouldn't you be happy that someone squirted water in your face to wake you up?
I was just thinking, what if you had died and this thing is squirting you in the face after your death?
Or, yeah.
Now you're dead and you're wet.
You're dead, you're wet.
Dead, and you're like, wet.
And all you could hear is, mwah! That's how the medical examiner knows how to find your body.
It could say your name too. And that, like, imagine I'm falling asleep, I go down, and the machine's just like, Francis! That would wake me up. Who is talking to me? I'm trying to sleep.
Can you record your own?
Yeah.
Okay. But there's some, it comes preloaded.
Yeah, it definitely comes preloaded.
You can record some, like a greeting card too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
If you can, you get this as a gift for someone else, and then you preload a bunch on there for them.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Like it's an aura picture frame or something.
Yeah,
yeah. But what if you? So an enemy did it to aura someone, and they recorded. Go to sleep.
Yeah.
That's like a felony.
Yeah. Then if someone just kills you via ASMR, like. They, like, instead make it, like, the sounds of cooking or, like, a fireplace crackling or...
Yeah, that's...
That would be diabolical. That would be a great remote murder. Because it's like, officer, what are you talking about? I was in Thailand when this person died. How could I have murdered them?
Why was your first thought Thailand?
Huh? I'm trying to think about some place.
Places you would go?
No. I was trying to think about some place on the other end of the world, the other side of the earth.
Mm, where they just happen to have ladyboys.
Yes, you got me. Yeah.
Okay, just be honest.
Well, she needs an alibi, doesn't she?
Francis.
Yeah.
This is me, just to you, not to the listeners.
Okay.
I wasn't ready to tell them about my love of ladyboys.
I didn't mean to shame you. Do you feel shamed?
No, I just feel like, I feel like you outed me a little bit early there.
Do you want me to say I was lying?
If you could do that, that would be really great. I don't want the listeners, I wanted this to be a slow rollout of my lady boy love.
I understand.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
And we're back.
Jenna loves lady boy.
God damn it. Francis, can I see you to the side for a second, please?
No. Okay, I'm with you.
Francis, what the hell?
I don't know what happened.
What was that all about?
Some water hit me in the face and I freaked out.
Oh, some genius squirted you with water? I
mean, at least I'm awake.
Yeah, exactly. You're awake.
You forgive me?
I forgive you. Just don't say anything about the ladyboys.
I'm not going to.
Okay. And we're back.
Hi.
All right. Good job, Francis.
I'm okay.
You're good.
Yeah, and the invention was good, too.
I do think this invention would sell, because it seems, as long as that nodding off technology could really detect, it seems like a simple, like, elegant solution. I almost worried to look up whether or not this exists.
Because it's so good, right?
Because it's good. It's good, and I like that it's local, it's not feeding data anywhere. Big brother, you hear that? Get your filthy mitts off of it.
Get your hands off our data and our lady boys.
Francis! What do we have a name for this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sleep away.
Sleep away?
Sleep not.
Is it like Slipknot, the band?
Wake up, idiot.
I like that.
Snez. It's like snooze, but because in the word snooze, there's the word no. And we're saying no snoozing. Oh, I guess my word is yes snoozing. Joe, what do you got?
I'm thinking.
Oh. Could it just be, could this name just be a sound effect? So like people go to like, I'm assuming they sell these in like car washes and gas stations too. Like they just go to the counter like, yes, excuse me, do you have any?
You have to be able to spell it on a patent application.
How would you spell that?
Rant.
Mm-hmm.
R-E-E-E-E-E-H.
There you go. Patent office. We're on our way.
Anything? The sleeper beeper.
Ooh. Sleeper beeper. I like that.
That's good. But also, I like that. And it doesn't sound too much like they're paging you to come sleep. Come on, come have a sleep.
You're needed at sleep.
Okay, well, I also like wake up, idiot.
Yeah.
Something clean and elegant about it.
Definitely spell that on a patent form.
You sure can. With yeah. Punctuation.
Yeah.
And there's no misconstruing it either. Yeah, it's properly construed with wake up, idiot, especially if you have an exclamation point at the end. Two exclamation points and a little mouth and a face on the bottom. Like that, where it's got an angry mouth.
Angry mouth. That's how I feel sometimes.
Angry mouth, okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, the sleeper beeper. Look for it at all car places where you get car accessories.
.com.
Places where you get car accessories. .com. Yes. Well, good job, Francis. Good job with the invention of the week, and good job to me for adding that life-saving water squirting.
Really good job.
And I'm really, really good job for having you come around to my idea. You and production will. It won't be. It'll be easy.
It'll be feasible.
It'll be feasible, I promise. It's like a water gun. You just have to fill it up like a little bit.
Oh, like now it makes sense.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't know what happened.
Okay, good. Okay. All right, well, that wraps up the invention of the week.
With teak and a beak on fleek. You did accidentally start to say that it something about rhyming, didn't you?
No.
You said that rhymes up, and then you fixed it.
No, I didn't.
Oh.
You just had a weird rhyming stroke.
No.
Yeah.
Listen back.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, speaking of listen back, remind me to tell you something off pod when we're done.
Off pod combo.
Listen back. Okay. That was really good for the listeners to hear.
Seriously.
They're with us through it all.
Yeah. I want them to feel left out of what they're not knowing about what this reminded them, like what it reminded me of and how they're not going to know what it is.
Hey, listeners, if you're listening, and I know you are, remind me to tell you something off pod.
It's that I love you.
Hey, listeners.
Hey, listeners. Yeah.
Hey, listeners.
Dennis?
Well, it's time for our next segment, Eating John Malkovich.
Oh, do join us for dinner, won't you? We were just about to have some leftover John Malkovich.
Francis, would you like to explain this one?
Yeah.
I just realized we probably should have discussed this a little bit more.
Okay, so eating John Malkovich is... Jenna and I are two brand new cannibals.
Brand new.
Brand spanking new. And we've never consumed a human before. And we just got our first one. And it's us trying to figure out what do we do?
How do we do this? Okay. All right. Is he still alive? Is he?
Kick him. He didn't move.
But he's a really good actor.
Okay.
He's like really good. What if he's just pretending?
Let me put this sleeper beeper in front of him.
Oh, the water spraying everywhere.
Spray, it's not stopping.
He's not, he didn't flinch.
It's making noises. He's dead.
Okay.
All right. Well, for step one.
Step one, done.
Okay. We have a dead person.
Thank goodness.
And it's a man, which I feel good about. I'm not ready to kill a woman.
That's nice of you.
Yeah.
Although, again, he's such a good actor. He could play a woman and you'd be totally convinced.
Okay. Well, okay. If he ever plays a woman and dies, I'll eat her.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I appreciate that. Womankind appreciates that.
Yeah. No, I'm cool. I think the first thing we should do is get him on ice.
Ooh, won't that make him...
I just don't want him to rot.
Well, I thought we were going to get right to it. I like fresh meat.
Well, yeah, we are, but it's hot out here. It's 85 degrees and 98% humidity because we're in Florida.
Yeah, well, which 98% humidity, it's like, at that point in time, isn't that just water?
Right.
What are we doing here?
Right, are we just at a beach?
Get your act together.
Yeah. We'll write a letter to the governor when we're done with this fine meal.
Okay.
I think we should just take a bite.
Just raw to see. Right, because you need to know, you can't know how to flavor unless you know what the base flavor is.
Yeah, and the base flavor could be good. This could be like a tuna tartare situation.
Right, I don't want to add a bunch of salt if he's a real sweaty gentleman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I'll do it.
Okay. Wait, we'll go first. We'll both go at the same time. I'll take a little nibble out of his right arm and you take a nibble out of his left arm.
Okay. Oh, wait. I was just thinking we should send his blood off for a drug test and a disease test.
No, no, no. Hey, I'm one step ahead of you.
You did it?
I did it already.
Oh.
He's squeaky clean.
Well, how lucky is that?
I know. No. Well, it's not lucky. John took care of himself. Right up to the end.
Right up to the end.
We ruined all of that.
We killed him.
He was going to live another 30 years easy.
Oh, no. I want to taste him now.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm not waiting.
He could be gross in 30 years. A new drug could have come out that could have ruined his flavor.
Yeah. Well, so, anyway, he's clean. We don't have to worry about that.
Okay, let's take the bite. Wait.
What?
Hey, Jenna.
Yeah?
Do you ever miss chicken?
Well, I gotta be honest with you. If chickens didn't become extinct, I'm not sure I'd be doing this.
And he could taste like chicken for all we know.
That would be amazing. I miss chicken so much.
Okay. Well, here's hoping for the best.
Okay.
Not good.
No. Well, we should have de-haired him first.
No, that's the fiber.
The hair?
Hair is
the muscle was fiber.
No, muscle's other fiber. I took a class in college.
Oh, wow. God, you're smart.
It's okay.
Thank you.
You know what we really should do?
What?
We should bloodlet him. I don't think blood is food.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
You know what? And that would be, like, kind of good seasoning. Like, the base, like, of...
You mean, like...
I have a human-sized crock pot here.
Oh, good, because I thought we were going to have to cut him up.
No. Oh. Low and slow, baby. Low and slow.
We don't need all the blood. Let's drain some of the blood out.
Okay.
I'll put it into a couple of different containers in case we want blood broth.
Yeah.
And I think you're right. We should shave him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Luckily, the head's done. Sorry, John. You look great bald.
He's fine. He liked it.
He liked it. It was a good look for him.
Yeah. Not everyone can do that.
No, I know. He could really pull it off. It would be weird if he had hair.
We wouldn't be doing this.
I know.
Yeah. I only eat bald people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, starting from now, well, if we do this right, me too.
Yeah. Well, here's a schick. Why don't you start at the toes and I'll start at the clavicles.
Oh, a lady schick.
Yeah.
Good.
I got you.
Yeah. It'll get through. It can handle those rough turns a little bit better.
Yeah.
Oh. Because it's got to handle knees.
Yeah. Wow. This is coming off easy.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Wow.
Can I tell you a little secret?
Yeah.
I doused him in Nair. I don't even know why we're shaving. We could just wipe it right off.
Why would you do that when we just took a bite?
I didn't know we were going to start with a raw bite. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm new at this.
I am too, but now we'll never know if it's good raw.
Okay. All right. You're right. I'm sorry.
Let's bait him.
Oh, I didn't nair his head. We didn't need to nair that.
You can't eat a head. It's a bone.
It was just cheeks. We could go cheeks.
I guess we could. What's that word when you nibble? Nibble. Let's just nibble until earlobe? We get to the skull.
Will we each get an earlobe?
Unless one of us likes it more, then they can have both.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what I don't want? The nose.
Oh.
Yeah, too boogery.
Yeah.
Even someone like John.
I know. Even though he neti potted every day.
I just can't get past it. It's like the oyster of the human.
I know. Yeah. It's a textural thing for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm just going to nibble on the head.
Yeah.
Earlobe. Delicious.
I loved it.
This is amazing.
I'm so sorry that I ruined our first arm bite with nair.
I just want to be fair to you.
It was nair with cocoa butter, but...
That's fine, but it... We'll never know. It could have been bad, too.
Mm.
I'm not going to hold this against you.
It's okay. Well...
You want to have more head?
Yes. Don't even ask.
Oh, and there's the bone.
Oh, well, now we know.
Oh, wow, it's easy to eat a human.
How many licks does it take to get to the center of a John Malkovich pop?
I think you mean how many nibbles, because yeah, I was nibbling.
I was trying to be fun and folksy like that Tootsie Roll commercial. Were. Thank you. I was just trying to, like, this is still so brand new to me. I feel nervous. You know, I'm nervous.
Can I tell you the truth?
Please.
I really want to get at that brain. I think we need to clobber the skull open.
Okay. Can I be honest? I don't want to split left and right hemisphere. I want a little bit of both.
Oh, you got to taste everything.
I want his logic and I want his creative side.
I want his math.
Ooh, God, his math.
Oh, I wonder what his memories taste like.
Well, it's time to clobber.
Do you want to, let's use one of those tiny shrimp forks. I brought two.
Oh.
Here you go.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you know, we
so
should...
So cute. I feel like a giant.
Do you think we should chill it or maybe we should heat it?
The brain?
No, the fork.
Oh, the fork. Oh, a chilled fork for
chilled
sure.
Chilled fork? Okay, here's two chilled ones. Mm. See, I really brought four. These ones are cold,
ooh.
Baby.
Ooh, it's so cold.
Here's a fork glove. I put it on. Yes. All right. So far, raw is good.
I say not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad.
All right, I'm going to dig into speech. Mm. Oh.
Ooh.
All right. Cheers.
Mmm. Fine motor skills.
Oh. Wow. And listen to me now.
Whoa.
I'm just kidding.
Oh.
This is good. You know what this reminds me of?
Hmm.
Brain.
Yes.
Yes.
I was going to say the exact same thing. It's like brain.
It's just like you think brain would be.
Yeah.
Do you want to eat it all now or save some for later?
Ooh, save some for later, I think.
Yeah,
I have kind of like an idea for an ambrosia salad, like a brain ambrosia salad.
But we're going to share it though, right? It's not just for you?
Oh, no. It's for both. No. Sorry. I didn't mean to imply that it was just for me.
Because this is just like buying a cow. We're in on this.
Oh, no. Yeah. We're going splitsies on this. Yeah. Full. No. I just wanted to let you know I've got like little dessert plans. And the brain's part of it.
Can I run something by you?
Sure.
I was thinking... Organs are so hit or miss for me.
I know.
Maybe...
They're called awful for a reason. Am I right?
What if we boxed them up in a special celebrity food kit and sold them? Or is that, like, too gross and materialistic?
Honey, we need the... We're going to need the money anyway.
We're going to need the money for our legal defense because of what we did to this man.
I still feel like the world will be on our side.
The world has been waiting to watch two people eat a celebrity they killed.
It was the next logical step.
That's why I'm filming.
Yeah. No, I thank you for that, by the way.
Of course. We'll see how we look before we release it.
Oh, my God. This I'm so worried that I'm going to look just terrible. Like, in my head, it looks sexy, but it doesn't.
I think we need to get more blood around our mouths, because this is really an animal, like, sell act. It? Yeah, we should get naked. Too much?
Let's see how we feel after the toes.
Okay. I just thought there's a lot of blood and we like each other, so... But you're okay. Right.
Okay. Oh, no. All right. No, I mean, all right. All right. Well, I guess, why do things halfway?
That's right.
We're eating a human being. Let's go.
Totally nude.
Mine were tearaways.
Nice. Yeah. So you were ready.
Yeah, I was. I'm always ready.
I'm going to cut the toes off because that's how I eat my corn, too. I don't like it on the cob.
Yeah, I agree with that. Plus, I'm not ready for foot stub yet.
I don't know if I'm...
The toes are kind of like appetizers.
Can I be honest with you?
Please.
I don't know if I'm ready for feet. I don't know if I can eat these toes.
Okay. Everybody I know that has wanted to eat somebody has always been like, oh, the feet. I can't wait to eat the feet. I don't get the foot eating fetish.
It's a foot.
It's a foot. It's utilitarian.
Yeah. I mean, hands are too, but...
But not in the same way. Hands have a little more delicacy and a little more grace to them.
Yes. I'd like to eat the palm.
I'd like to lick the palm first. Well, go ahead.
Lick your palm.
Okay. Ooh.
Well, how was it?
Good. A little salty. You know what? It tasted a little like it had a little bit of wisdom to it.
A wisdomy palm?
Yeah. It's weird.
That is weird.
But I could taste the wisdom. I feel like I'm probably going to be a better actor now.
I think you probably will. Could you come over here and help me crack the sternum open? I have the jaws of life.
Sure thing.
Oh, Sandy. Push here. Crack. Whoa. Oh. Wow.
Whoa. The heart kind of looks like a heart, like a heart-shaped. He probably had some kind of a disease.
Or he had two hearts in one. Because that's where the heart shape comes from. Did you know that? They put two hearts together.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Should we... I don't want that.
Oh, you don't want the heart?
It's a heart.
I know. I got it, but...
Maybe put it in a sandwich.
I'm going to make a great little recipe. I'm going to cook some up. It's going to be a nice, like, heart stew. And then anything left over will be a good sandwich the next day.
Okay. Can I go back to my idea? We could still make money if we sell this.
I know. Well, I want the heart for us.
Because of love?
Because of love. We can give them, like, I don't know, an appendix. A liver. They can have the liver.
They can have the liver.
I don't want the liver.
Full of gross. Hey.
Hmm.
And feel free to say no.
Hmm.
What if we take the intestines and we lay them in the trampet?
Oh.
You meet in the middle with me.
Yeah. We both kind of look off to the side like we don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
All right. Large or small?
Let's start with small because we're new to this. And the small is still pretty large now that I'm seeing it.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's huge. All right. This might take a while.
What's in the intestines before we start this?
Don't worry.
You don't worry?
Don't worry. I know what you're thinking. He thought he was going to get a colonoscopy today. He didn't know we were going to be doing this.
So he did
a full cleanse.
Oh, God. Thank you, John.
Yeah. John. Yeah.
His eye just
thank
opened.
You.
Wait.
No?
His eye opened.
Huh?
His eyes are opening.
God, he's such a good actor.
Oh my God, John, you're alive?
Oh.
John.
Come here, buddy.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, well, that should have done him in. All right. Small intestine time.
Okay, ready? That was so cute.
That was cute. Oh, thank God you're filming this.
I'm getting full.
Thank God we were naked. Too.
You could thank me.
Yeah. Thank you.
You know, if you are feeling weird, we'll take the big intestines. I can make you an outfit.
Oh, no. Oh, I would. No, I don't. I mean, I'm not feeling weird. I don't want you to think that I want that in general, but I don't want you to think that I'm uncomfortable right now.
Okay. Because it could be like a, sorry to be crude, but you know how they have like licorice panties or whatever?
Hmm.
So the idea of an edible outfit has already been done. So I could literally make you a toga out of intestines that you could eat throughout the day. And then by the time you get home, you're naked.
I love that. I love to steadily be disrobing throughout the day.
It's for you, babe.
Thank you.
Yeah, because we're not going to be able to finish all this today.
Oh, no. God, no. This is... Thank God we have that freezer. We bought that big freezer to put in the garage.
We should start putting them in the crock pot. Because you clearly went out of your way to find a big, giant one.
A huge, huge crock pot.
Yeah.
All right. Well, all right. Oh, his eyes are opening again.
Oh, baby. Sweet baby. Whoosh. Yeah, he's down.
That's got a stick.
Yeah. Maybe we should cut his head off.
What do we want to do? We could put some dip in it. Wouldn't that be a fun dip bowl?
Yeah. It looks like something you might get at Home Goods during October. Yes, that would be
a great conversation piece.
And no one would know who it was.
I mean, they might know, but...
If they see the video, they'll know.
Well, and they'll know because it's his face.
Well, that won't always be there, dear. We'll be eating it soon.
Oh, that's true. It'll just be skull.
Yeah. How do you think we should eat the eyes?
Like cake pops from Starbucks.
Oh.
Wait, why? What were you thinking?
Well, I was thinking that they could be put into a drink like ice cubes that look at you.
Ice cubes.
Oh my God.
Stop it.
Oh, how cute is that?
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I'll just dip them in resin. We don't need to eat them because we want to reuse them.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good idea.
You can have one and I can have one. And then when you're off doing your dissertation and you're lonely, you could think of me by looking at it.
Yep. I'll just make myself a little drink and look into the drink.
Yeah. And then I'll get the chills.
And then you'll know.
And I'll pull my eye out. Mm-hmm. Not mine, you know, his.
Yeah. Do you think, you know what's weird? Can you tell the left and the right eye when they're not in the skull? I guess we'll find out.
You can't tell.
You can't?
No.
Why?
You know what else is weird?
What?
You know what we haven't talked about?
Hmm.
You know.
Oh.
Has that even crossed your mind?
No.
Neither, not till this very moment.
Wow.
That shows me we're doing it for food.
Yes. Yeah. We have pure intentions here. Should we both look at the same time?
Yeah. And only out of institutional curiosity.
Yeah. I mean.
A cook's wonder.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Here we go.
3, 2, 1. John.
Wow.
Whoa.
Who would have thought?
Oof.
Well,
Yeah, maybe that's why they call them Johnsons.
That has to be why.
Because they're all the son of this guy.
What we can do with this?
What?
This could be a rolling pin.
Oh, I love that.
Well, we prepare the other food.
We use every part of the Malkovich.
We are. Yeah, we're not wasting anything.
We're not wasting a thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, all right. You, snap that thing off and get to rolling out those large intestines.
One step ahead.
I need a toga after all.
I just want to thank you. This has been a really nice date.
God, I can't believe we haven't done this before.
And we will do it again.
Oh, we definitely will. I've already scheduled a colonoscopy for Gina Davis. So.
Oh, and she's tall.
Yeah.
Great. Well, same time next week.
You know it.
All right.
All right.
What are you two doing?
No! Well, now we know.
Solid plan.
Wow, we nailed it. It sounds like a lot of fun and very nutritious.
Oh, yeah. Obviously. There's nothing more nutritious than a human.
Yeah. Well, that has been Eating John Malkovich.
I've had so much Malkovich, I couldn't possibly eat dessert.
We gotta send this episode to him.
He's listening. He knows. Sorry, well, John. I hope this was like, I hope you were flattered.
We complimented him.
Well, yeah, big time.
And we implied that he was incredibly strong because he kept waking up.
Yes. I know, we didn't actually even establish that he was really dead. He probably was still alive and kicking.
Yeah, and you're not a cannibal if they're still alive.
Nope, that's correct. That's the legal rule.
Defense. Mm-hmm. I am a lawyer.
You're a lawyer.
And you're alive, bitch.
all right, well. The sound of Francis's ice means it's time for our last segment.
The big question.
Big question.
The question is very big.
Mm-hmm. I really rely on you too much for this, Francis. I hope you have a big question.
I do have a big question.
Great.
And here it is. I'm going to challenge you, Jenna.
Okay.
To come out with... Okay, you need to invent a new trend for society. Have I already asked this question?
Not recognized. I don't recognize it yet.
Great. You have to come up with a new trend for society, and you need to find a way to get it to take off. Remember how, like, in Mean Girls, when she tried cutting her shirt, so that her...
Yeah.
And then she, like, made it, rocked it?
Yeah.
You can't use that one.
Okay. And... like a clothing trend or any kind of
any
trend?
Any kind of trend.
Okay.
You know how we do the trucker symbol? We want them to honk?
Yeah.
It could be like that.
Okay. Ooh. Trend. Do I want to do a clothing trend? No, I want to do something behavioral. I want to do something that people do.
For you.
Yeah.
You old Malkovich eater.
Yeah. All right, this is not going to be my main trend, but I just thought of it. You know the phrase, you snooze, you lose?
Yeah, that's how I got to my invention.
Yeah. Well, instead of, you know how people sneeze and people say, God bless you?
Yeah.
Instead, I want people to start going, you lease. Like, you sneeze, you lease. That's a sub trend. That's not my main trend.
I also have a small trend where, like, when you go through a tunnel and you're supposed to, like, hold your breath in the car.
Breath.
If you go over a bridge, you have to scream the entire time until you get off the bridge.
That's cute. Actually, I have friends
who, everyone in the car,
they have their kids howl like a wolf in tunnels.
Oh.
That's cute.
That's cute. Yeah. I like that. Have you ever tried to do the holding your breath in a tunnel thing and then you're like, man, I can't hold my breath for very long?
No, I have great lung capacity.
I can see
that. Yeah, I've always thought this is a long-ass tunnel.
Yep, long-ass tunnel. Long-ass tunnel.
Give us your big trend, Jenna.
The big trend should...
Well, it's really hard to be an immediate trendsetter.
No, you came up with FICA's time. I use it all the time now.
That's true. I originally found you in my backyard behind a ficus.
Yeah, talking alone.
Okay. My big trend is a thing that is going to be called solo maxing.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, I'm intrigued.
All right. This is going to be a thing where the name can change. That was my first thought. Okay. But when people are on dates, they're clearly on dates. Like, you know, when you're like at a restaurant or you're out somewhere and then you could see people that are clearly like on a first or second date and it's very like awkward or weird.
Yeah.
The trend is going to be, anyone can join their date and just be the third wheel in the date. Like, that's a thing. If people like are on a date and you see them, you just go like insert yourself in between them.
Just add a chair.
Mm-hmm. And until the awkwardness from the actual date leaves, like goes away, you get to sit there and then you get to be like, so you're like bombing the date, but this will be a fun thing to do. Cause it's like everyone's, when you see a first date in a restaurant and it's like, everyone's uncomfortable by that. Right. So you get to like go bomb the date to make it like, to like kind of acknowledge it'll be like a fun thing to do, but then also it'll help bring the couple together because they will be banded against the people bombing their date.
And there could be a variation where one of the people likes you more than the person they're with.
Yeah. Yep. And then you steal them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. So it's going to be like a, it's going to be like a, like photo bombing, but like more extreme. And this will have the added effect of it'll increase the restaurant sales, because people will be going to bars and restaurants looking for weird dates that are not going well, right? So I think that's my trend. And I don't like the name, though. I don't like Solomaxing as a name.
It's okay. Was it just the placeholder?
Yeah. Unless it's solo minning. People max. People don't min as much, right?
Yeah. We need to min more.
Yeah, we need to min more. So you're taking the solo and you're minimizing the solo. You're adding people to it. Or solo minning. I'll stick with that for now.
Min alone. Why not?
Man cannot live on min alone.
Beg to defer. Okay, that's great. Thank you.
It's
nice.
And I think it'll have the, also it'll be like, it'll help bring people, yeah, the people on dates will feel uncomfortable, but I'm sorry. When you're at a restaurant, there's a very clear hierarchy of like who the people on top and who the people on the bottom are. First dates, you're at the bottom of the barrel. So if we can give you a little lift, we'll give you a little lift.
Maybe
it'll be a fun trend.
You know those like restaurants where they give you a little card and you turn it green when you want more food and red if you want to stop eating?
I don't know that.
Oh.
I've never heard that.
Never been to Fogo de
Chão? Oh, yeah. I guess I have once, but I didn't remember that part of it.
So then they like flock to you? Mm. We could have a system where it's like, oh, we're on a date and I'm interested in having it crashed.
Well, then
I'll turn my card over.
Would the other person that you're on the date with be like, what the hell? You want someone else to join this date?
Maybe it's a decision they could make together.
I mean,
because it could be a fun society thing.
Yeah.
Hey, this has been a great date. You want to make it more interesting? Babe. Yeah. And you just walk over. Hey.
Actually, this is kind of perfect. If it's both green, then they both want someone to interrupt the date. If one is green and one is red, then that means that the person who has the green is basically on the market to anyone else who's in the restaurant, because now they know that they're not interested in the person that they're with.
There's a partition, though, so you can't see how the other person voted.
Well, no, but I want this to be, like, not just as a way to, like, be like, this date's terrible, somebody else come date me. Like, I want it to be, like, hey, like, it's a way
see,
to
see, that's
help.
What I want.
I want it to be, like a way to, like, ice break for the date. Like, if you're uncomfortable and the other person's uncomfortable, but it's, like, that awkwardness of a first date. But then you have this, like, shared experience of, like, oh, my God, someone bombed our date. And then it's, like, gives you something to talk about and, like, a good story. It's like a good fun way to start things out. I don't know. Or it could be a way to control for new dates during your date. So I don't know. That's my trend.
That's good.
Solo minning.
It's a good one. It's a good one.
Thank you.
You did good. Thank you.
So what's your trend?
This is dumb.
Well,
here it is. I was thinking, you know, when you put your credit card, your debit card into the machine, and it like it's like chip malfunction. Mm. And it's like annoying. You have to take it and like rub the chip, put it back in. Well, every time you're in public and someone that happens to someone, and you know what just happened, everyone around them should be like, money, money, money. Awkwardly with the hand motions like a crab for no reason but joy. I just think that'd be fun and cute.
Yeah. Okay.
You know? Like money, money, money's fun, but what if instead in a really like really weird chant, everyone just said, rub the chip.
I don't think I've ever rubbed the chip, actually.
Oh, that's...
I just pull it out and then I try to put it in a little bit more, either more gently or harder, depending on how I did it the first time.
More gently or harder, an autobiography.
More gently or harder.
Harder, Edna.
Yeah, that's fun. It's kind of like my Ulees.
Well, you know we're going to be doing that now.
Yeah.
Well, we invented two new trends.
Yep.
We have a great invention.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, things we're going to be interstellar soon.
Yep, I think we are.
Well, Jenna?
I think that wraps up
the big question.
The big question.
It's time to pay the piper.
The piper must be paid. The piper needs his money.
Hello, I'm the piper. Pay me now.
Kill the piper.
Come here, you son of a bitch piper.
Then we'll eat him.
Oh!
Cut his toes off.
Okay. All right.
You're one of those toe freaks, aren't you?
Don't shame me as I'm killing you.
If I suddenly open my eyes, are you going to clobber me in the head?
No. Francis, hand me the jaws of life.
Here.
Okay. Well, we got to see secret word time.
Who wants to go first? Oh, I got to pee. Why is this happening every week now?
It's Pavlovian.
It's those big old gulps of water you're taking.
Yeah.
True.
All right. I have some guesses for you.
Oh, God. Okay. I'm ready.
Is your word corroborating?
No.
Oh, you said that real weird.
I did?
Yes, you said, thank you, Joe, for corroborating me. And you like looked at him all dramatically.
Oh, it was only in awe and respect.
Okay. Pariah?
No, but I wish it was. I like that word. Sounds like piranha.
I think it sounds like Mariah. I just think Pariah Carey.
You're right. Piranha Carey. Other piranha.
That would be a fun character, Piranha Carey. It's a fish that eats the shit out of you, but it also sings really well.
Yeah, and they get away with it because of the talent, darling.
Yeah. Gives the new meaning to All I Want for Christmas Is You. Just... edible.
Good segue, but no.
All right, and then I have a guess that I think is your decoy word.
Do we get points for that if we guess the decoy word?
Yes, okay. You get 1 point. If you guess the main word, you get 2. But if you guess the decoy, you get 1.
Okay, let's hear.
You have to say you're guessing the decoy.
Yeah, you have to say. Yeah, if you guess the decoy as the main word, the other person gets a point.
Oof.
Okay. Yeah. Your decoy, is your decoy word interstellar?
No.
Oh, dang it.
I planted that at the end.
I thought you might have, but I figured it was worth
it. It was worth a shot.
Worth a shot. Oh, well, that's all I wrote.
Okay. I have a couple. Here's this one. I'm scared because you said it twice. And I think you were either trying to plant the decoy or trying to be so nonchalant that maybe it's not the decoy.
Wait, so what, are you guessing it as a decoy or the main
word?
Let me
put that one on the back burner.
Okay.
Misconstrued.
Nope.
Misconstrue.
Nope.
Photo bomb.
Nope.
Bomb.
Nope.
I just am so scared to say this. Is your decoy word Utilitarian?
No.
Was that your word?
No.
Why'd you say it twice?
I don't know. When did I say it?
I don't know. We'll have to listen back.
It was vis-a-vis Johnson Malkovich.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. No. My decoy word was hierarchy, which I think I said.
You did.
So weird. I was trying to bait you into thinking it was my word, and it didn't work. My word was construed.
You were so close.
You were so close. And damn, I saw it. You write something down, and I was like, please, dear God, tell me he wrote down misconstrued and not construed.
I did write down misconstrued.
Yep.
And you did say construed.
Yep.
And I'm like, why would that word come up? Damn it to hell. Mm-hmm. I guess I should tell you my words.
Oh, yeah, you should. Thank you.
My word was materialistic.
Oh, that you said that about selling John Malkovich's organs.
Which would be gross and materialistic.
Yeah. Mm. And my decoy word was rambunctious.
Mm. When I'm being rambunctious with your invention by adding squirting water.
See, I really did love it. I was just trying to get my word out.
You were just being a dick to get your word out.
Papa's got to work.
So when I said that it could squirt water at you, you were like, hold, you can't smile. You can't be into this. You must call her rambunctious.
My other hand is writing it down. I was like, yes.
Get the boys and development on the line.
R&D.
Oh, well.
Hey, right. No points.
Well, if you folks go to veryfinefriends.com, you will be able to see the current point totals, in which I'm sure Francis is still winning.
That's not what I
What was that?
That was the Law and Order sound.
Dun-dun.
No, it was to celebrate Francis winning.
Oh, okay.
Thanks.
Not this episode, just in general.
And if you want to let us know what trend you would start, you can just send us a message on socials at Very Fine Friends. But in what? In the meantime.
Bye.
You sneeze, you lease.
Money.
All right, bye.
Rub the chip.
Bye.